This is a CC Radio podcast.
John Snow, Johnny John Snow, Johnny Snow, John Snow, John Snow, John Snow, Danny, Danny, Dan, Danny, Henny, Danny, Henny, fucking Darian, fucking Danny, Danny, Tormund, Giant Rain, fucking Plowman, Tormund, Tory, Tormund, 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 Big Ass Beard, yo, what's down? Howdy hound, hound, howdy hound,
hound, hound. Welcome to the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast. This is episode 210, and we are broadcasting live from Westeros, y'all. My name is Wayne.
My name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies, sometimes television, in fact, today television, in order of awesomeness.
Oh,
so
hell
you
yes.
Don't have to, but it's a very special show. It's a brand new idea slash format. Could be a one-off. We'll tell you after you tell us whether or not you bothered to listen.
Exactly.
And this week, we are going to count down the top 10 most likely character deaths in Game of Thrones Season 8. So this is an episode
it's
for
huge.
You Throners. We are specializing in this way. We thought, wouldn't it be fun to put our predictions on the record for you all?
I mean, fun, sure. I mean, I'm thinking about if you're listening to this after, like, way after the show is finished, you're like, these guys are idiots.
Yes, there's every chance of that. So, because, of course, I don't know about you, but my list will feature my thoughts as to why and how these characters
die. Of course.
And therefore, lots of hypothesizing, lots of guesses, basically. Lots of conjecture. Nothing here, I should add. There is no spoilers because we're recording this.
We have no idea what's going on.
Eight days before Game of Thrones
starts.
Season 8 starts. So we have no idea. We've not read anything. We have no advanced screenings. We're not that important. I don't even know if whether they've sent out advanced screening episodes to legitimate reviewers.
No way, man. One person does it. It's over. This is TV, not movies.
Yeah. Well, they do that. For shows not like this. So basically, this is complete conjecture and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. You'll get to hear exactly what we both think is going to happen in Season 8 of Game of Thrones and then laugh at us after the fact. Now, before we get there, though, and go any further with the show, we do need to give our plug.
Oh, absolutely. For the Podcast Republic app.
A robust
and good ass
app that you can download for your Android devices.
To listen to our show or other shows that are also shows.
So check it out, the Podcast Republic app. And that's about as professional as we've ever been with that. Well done, sir.
Right? Okay.
All right, moving right along then to the fact that we have an email from Chef Ben Randall from the In the Weeds podcast. Good friend to the show, patron of the show. Fellas, okay. Been bananas at work recently, so I fell behind my podcast listening, but I'm caught up now.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about the top 10 most intense films episode from a few weeks back. Wanted to nominate one that neither of us mentioned, Open Water.
Oh, really?
Now, maybe it wasn't the world's greatest movie, but anything filmed right at water level scares the fuck out of me, he said.
Understandable.
Also, being nibbled to death by an unseen number of sharks sounds god-awful. As always, you guys do a great job. Wayne, keep that mouth dirty, and you'll get that glorious mullet one day if you try real hard and just believe in yourself.
Hey, if I could will me having hair, I'd have it by now, okay?
Thank you for that, Chef Ben. We appreciate an email on this show. It's great to get some old school communication going along.
Damn, now, Strizate.
We also have a review. First review in quite a while.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, from the Australian iTunes store, from KMac 2170. Good fun and laughs. 5 stars.
Nice.
I enjoy listening to your podcast. I've listened on and off for ages and always had a great laugh. I love the soundboard. Suck a dick, Wayne.
Damn it.
In fact, it's a great opportunity now to introduce the soundboard today and to any new listeners.
Oh, I see. You wrote the damn review just so you could do this.
You're mocking me.
No, I did not. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you so much for that. And you can leave a review for the show on iTunes or indeed any podcast listening platform.
Yeah, it helps us out.
Helps us out a lot. We really, truly appreciate it. Results from last week, Wayne?
Oh, yeah, I didn't check.
You haven't checked?
I haven't checked.
Well, the top 10 ambiguous endings. One of our biggest episodes ever in terms of a first week number. So I want to thank everyone who got behind that. And thanks to Sally Vaughan again, our patron, who suggested the episode. Very, very good return in terms of the numbers. So here it is. An absolute smashing. 13 votes for me. 30 votes for you.
I won?
You won. And won quite handily, sir. Well done.
Okay, what's the score?
It's now 5-4 in my favor.
Bloody hell.
Close the gap. Now, one person who voted for me was Duty Dutrum from the Shaken Not Nerd podcast.
Sure.
Voting for Paul solely because Wayne didn't hit me up in Melbourne.
I know. I'm so sorry about that, man. I had 2 days. I had a lot of John Mayer to see. It's a lot.
And really, Duty, would you want to associate with someone who's going to see John Mayer?
I think Duty would be fine with it, although I would understand if he wasn't.
James Spence said, again, good friend, patron of the show, said, having to go with Blaine purely because Inception's ending isn't ambiguous, and I guess I had it higher on my list than you had it on yours.
Sure it is.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
Mike Margosian with his great new spreadsheet, which the members in the Facebook
community... I was looking at that thing. That is some science.
It is. Link in the show notes if you want to get on board there. It said, Wayne's got it simply due to having a great top five, even though he didn't think American Psycho's ending was ambiguous either.
Wow.
Etienne Fillion Xavier said, yep, both lists are great, but I'm going to go with Wayne because he's got quite the variety of films.
My man.
And Sam Hurley said... A good friend from Movie Reviews and 20 Q's podcast said, Paul, you absolutely had my vote until you said Sam has a habit of just voting for Wayne anyway.
And that's politics, everyone.
Yeah, so apparently I shot myself in the foot there. Thankfully, it wouldn't have changed the end result. Well done, 5-4 to me, and that's broken my little streak there. Now, speaking of me, want to just let everyone know today, this episode, 210 is the last one I'll be drinking on for the next 7 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving up the alcohol. To run the half marathon in Sydney in late or sort of mid to late May.
He's one of those healthy people.
Well, not really because I drink other times. But anyway, it'll be six weeks will be the longest I think I haven't gone with a drink since I turned 18.
Is that
18.
So?
Yeah.
6 weeks? That's quite an ice cold, man.
So you can judge for yourself whether or not the quality of the show changes after that. Cool. Send your complaints to thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. No, that's if you notice any change in the show, that's why perhaps it'll be a slight bit more professional, at least from one of us.
Yeah, I'll still be a piece of shit. So don't worry about it.
His words, not mine.
Paul will be fine, everyone. He's pretty much, he's the straight guy. Don't worry about it. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Now, look, from me to good friend of the show, Nick Haskins, and Justin from the Epic Film Guys. Now, we don't normally do this anymore. We don't normally run promos and the like on the show. We're trying to keep it as lean and mean as we possibly can. But this week, we do have a special need to celebrate the Epic Film Guys because they are about to do their live stream for a cure. On the same weekend, I happen to be in Sydney, so Nick and I will be pre-recording some stuff for their live stream, but won't be on it live this year. But that's no reason to not check them out and do support this wonderful, wonderful cause, which is raising money for the fight against cancer.
Very good.
And these two gentlemen are doing a great cause for podcasting in general in terms of
well done,
doing something there, a lot more than Wayne and I do. And
hell yes.
We have cancer touching our lives at the moment too through a very, very good friend who's fighting his battle as well. So we'll be sure to support the Epic Film Guys anyway we can. So what we're going to do here is we're going to play the promo from the Epic Film Guys for live stream for a cure. And then on the other side of that, we will be back with our top 10 characters most likely to die in Game of Thrones Season 8.
Justin, can you believe it's almost time?
Time for what?
The 2019 Livestream for the Cure. This is our third year hosting this amazing event with every single cent going toward cancer research.
The Cancer Research Institute funds research into immunotherapy to create a future immune to all forms of cancer.
And this amazing nonprofit organization is rated over 92% by CharityNavigator.org and puts 88 cents of every dollar toward cancer research.
Last year, thanks to an amazing team of collaborators, fans, supporters, and listeners, we raised over $5,000 in 30 hours on the air.
And this year, with your help, we're going for our biggest goal yet.
Tune in May 17th to the 19th on twitch.tv/epicfilmguys for 40 hours of amazing content as we try to reach $7,500.
For more information or to find out how you can become a part of the event, please visit www.livestreamforthecure.com. Together, we can make a difference.
The top 10 most likely to die characters in Game of Thrones Season 8.
I didn't know he was going to do that, folks. Sorry.
Is the subject of this week's countdown. And Wayne, how did you go? In fact, we had a discussion how we would go about this because we didn't think it'd just be most likely because you're just going to pick some pissant characters who are
exactly definitely going to buy for
hovering around the edges. So
So how the way the list works is that basically the more important characters are at the top end of the list.
That's right. So we're building up to our big revelations, our big fucking drop your balls on the table.
That's
and
right.
Let everyone know this is what we are going down.
Right. And why it's interesting for you, I'm hoping, is that I mean, I think we can agree there are three top characters in Game of Thrones. You know.
Except many, but okay.
The three. There's a big three.
I'd say
there's
four.
It's Tyrion, Dany, and fucking Jon. All right, those are the
three. And Cersei.
All right, fine. All right. So those people are going to either all or none of them will appear in our top list. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're saying. I will tell you right now, not all of them on my list.
No, me neither. We'll get into that.
Some big calls coming my way, I tell you. But we're also, as we mentioned at the top of the episode, we're going to give you our theory as to how they die.
Mm.
So a lot of conjecture going on
this
here.
This will become like a discussion on it's a nerd how fest. It's and a, when. It's a nerd fest. It's such a geek out. If you love The Thrones.
Yeah, we hope you'll be on board for this.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't love The Thrones.
Well, then you're not here.
I don't know. You don't need to listen to this, so it's all good. It's a safe space, people.
Okay, great. Wayne, lead us away then. Your number 10 most likely character to die.
Euron Greyjoy.
Yes.
This crazy son of a bitch is definitely not going to see the end of season 8 because he's the cunt. He is the cunt of the season. He's the Joffrey. He's the... What's the other guy?
What? No.
The only...
You're talking, of course, about Ramsay Bolton.
Ramsay Bolton. He was worse than Joffrey, that motherfucker. Right? This guy's pretty fucked up too, though. All right? And he's all like a bit of a bitch, although he's a bit sexy. And... But this is one of the one. This is I'm fairly confident about this one. This guy cannot make it.
No, he's arguably the third big bad of this season.
Let's see, 1, 2. Oh, I see. Sure, absolutely.
And there's no chance at all he makes it to the end of the
no
season.
No way, right? No way.
In fact, he's in such a no chance at all. I don't think he actually made my list in the end. I'd cut him off. He's an honorable mention.
Yeah, so maybe he's not
11 through sort of 15.
I understand. I don't think. Yeah, okay.
And how does he die? Do you have any thoughts about that one?
I would say he has to get it real hard from either, you know how he killed the Sand Snake, or he killed two of them, or he hung them off thing? Their mom is still alive.
Well, she's in Cersei's dungeon.
Yeah, but she's in Cersei's dungeon, so maybe not. I don't know. I just hope he fucking, you know what? I hope he drowns to death.
I think
that'll be ironic.
All right, I'll go on a limb here. I think Theon kills him.
Theon, you reckon? Actually, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because Yara or whatever
He's got Yara, Asha Yara, Greyjoy.
Yeah, Theon.
Theon has got his little crew and he's off to chasing Euron. And we know Euron is being sent to summon the Golden Company, which is what Cersei's counting on to have an army to fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right.
So he has to successfully do that.
Yeah, it's got to be
and
Theon. Because Theon jumped off the boat, he got laughed at.
Yep.
Now Theon needs to come back and bust his ass. But then George R. R. Martin doesn't necessarily give you that shit at all.
No, but it feels thematically most appropriate. So that's my thinking on
At this stage, he's not writing the show anyway.
No, he's not. Exactly. Yeah, we've moved so far beyond him.
Exactly.
Because
so
he
like a TV
is
show.
A lazy motherfucker who doesn't write shit. Eight years, Wayne.
8 years. Paul's not dark about this at all.
No.
Also, by the way, we do know that the show writers, Benioff and Weiss, sat with George R. R. Martin, with every character says, what happens with this guy? What happens with this guy? So they at least know what he was going to do. That doesn't mean they'll do what he's going to do.
Okay. I know that they teased out the very end.
No, they talked about it. They know how it ends.
So. All right. Oh, that's, I think you're absolutely right. He definitely is going to die. I think my number 10 also is definitely going to die.
That's it.
I would say he's definitely a bigger character than Euron, though.
Okay.
Insofar as he has a much bigger fan base. It's Tormund Giantsbane.
Yeah, he's on my list,
too. Okay. All right. So, very much higher or just a little bit higher?
A couple shots higher.
All right. So, not enough to give me a low. All right. So, this Kiss by Fire one-time free man has already far outlived his novel counterpart.
Absolutely.
So, he's alive where Tormund Giantsbane in the books die, like in book 3 from vague memory.
Is he dead in the books?
Yeah. And he's become a fan favorite and a favorite of mine. So, this one hurts.
This one stings like a motherfucker.
Now, his life is precariously balanced at the end of season 7.
Tell me how it ended again.
Well, he's on the wall when Viserion...
The dragon.
Undead breath breathes his way through the wall and the wall collapses. Him and Beric are there. Now, there's two reasons why I don't think he's already dead. Like, they didn't kill him off screen, so to speak. Yeah. One, Beric has been spotted in the trailers for season 8.
Has he?
So, he's still alive.
I haven't seen any of those.
Mm-hmm. And two, Entertainment Weekly did a huge cast spread where they took like the big 22 characters and he's one of them.
Okay, so he's definitely in season
8. So there's no way you bring him back for a photo shoot and have him all or whatever.
Unless they're real sneaky, but I doubt it very much.
That would be really, really rough.
It would be rough. Yeah, no, you're right. He's definitely there.
And there's a part of the wall which my fiance did, Eagle Eye. We watched that scene again or big parts of season 7 again the last couple of days and... Yeah, there's a part of the wall that's still standing, so it's not clear where it falls. And
yeah.
I think they're on the top part, and they've lived. That's my guess.
Okay, now that works. But how does he buy it, Paul?
I think, look, he's an awesome fighter. His quips are usually on point, and, you know, they've worked very hard to make him and Brienne a thing, even if it's only from his perspective. I think there's no way he gets a happy ending, and my suspicion is that maybe he saves Brienne at some critical point. And dies for her, or he saves someone important.
That's real good odds, I reckon. Like, I think it's an emotional and glorious death in battle. Like, it's something like that.
I reckon he deflects a White Walker's blade and takes one, and Brienne gets killed. I mean, Brienne lives because he sacrifices himself.
Yeah, that would probably
it's like
work.
Unrequited love. She doesn't really want him, and he still dies for her anyway.
That's not bad. Mm. Or does he put a load? No, I don't see them getting together. I don't see them getting together. Because she's like, the only reason she would get together with him is because she obviously doesn't find him attractive. She would have to respect him.
I don't know if she's ever had anyone be attracted to her before.
She doesn't know how to deal. So like, even when she's in love with Jamie, she know he don't want her.
Yeah.
But the reason she likes Jamie is because she respects him. Now, she doesn't respect Tormund until he does some heroic shit. And then they might fuck.
Mm. We'll see. We'll see.
I know. I don't see it happening, but I want it to happen. How's that?
All right, then. Your number nine, sir.
My number nine is I consider a relatively well-known character, Melisandre.
Yeah, again, didn't quite make my top 10
really?
List.
Well, here's the thing. She calls
But
it,
I agree with you. Going
yeah,
to
she
die.
Calls it in the movie. She actually says she's learned... I think she actually says...
In the movie?
She will die in Westeros.
In the TV show.
In the TV show. Sorry, in the TV show. It's like a movie, though. And I think that the way this has to go, if it doesn't go another way... I mean, there's a specific alternative that I can't mention yet. That's what I meant by that.
Okay, right.
Is she goes fighting the White Walkers. Because she's the fire and they're the ice. I mean, there's other fire, of course.
Your nine has nicely dovetailed into my nine.
Really?
Right. My nine is Varys.
I think he lives, man. Well, tell me what you think he dies. Go on, go on.
Melisandre said to Varys, you and I are destined to die on this continent, on this
Did
in
she?
These lands. Yep.
It does
this is not the kind of show which sets up a prophecy or some huge moment like that and doesn't follow through.
Unfortunately, I did not remember that. No, I don't know that. If they did say that, then he will.
Yeah, I can't tell you
if
episode,
she does, he does as well.
Yeah, I can't tell you the episode it's set in, but she prophesies that they're both going to die, and she told him that. And I think that Varys has always been about Westeros and doing what's best for the land, and he will die doing exactly that. I don't see himself being in battle and throwing himself in front of a blade.
No.
I see him sort of taking a stand on something hardline and paying for it with his life.
The reason I thought he might live is because he's been the puppet master kind of the whole time. So it's like, how does he not see it coming? Maybe that's the thing. He finally doesn't see it coming.
Yeah, well, you could say the same thing about Littlefinger.
Good point. Yeah, but that motherfucker had it coming. See, Varys doesn't really, he kind of doesn't.
No, he's likable, even though he was
even
very,
though he's an asshole, but...
very uncertain for a lot of the series and certainly in the books, even more so. We weren't sure where his allegiances lie, but he's proven it time and again now that he's all about what's best for the land.
For the realm. He always talks about that. And it's true. So he actually has this long-term plan with his like sparrows and whispers and shit. So, okay. Yeah, you're right, though.
It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy that pushed him onto my list. And I think he's a bigger character than Melisandre, and that's why I stuck him here.
But of course, I thought he'd live, so he's not in here.
Yep, fair enough.
Okay.
So that's my nine as well. Back to you for your eight.
My eight is Tormund, man. So let's just bump back to you.
My eight is another one that pains me greatly.
Oh, God, they're all going to hurt, man. Well, not some of them.
No, some more than others. Yeah, and in a show which is renowned for being dark and featuring characters who are at best shades of grey, Davos Seaworth is one of the Onion Knight, is one of the only truly good men or women on this show.
Such a great character.
He's fantastic and wonderfully played by Liam Cunningham, who's a great sort of character actor out of the UK. And he is Jon Snow's right-hand man. No pun intended. And he's always been the guy who's right there with him. Like even in the Battle of the Bastards, he's told to hang back.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's like, we all go, and they all charge in to attack.
Yeah, you're
right. That's what's going to happen. He's going to go charging in to try and save Jon Snow, probably in a big battle against the White Walkers, and he's going to pay for it with his life.
I reckon, because if I don't know anything about the book, I remember when the first time Davos like got washed up on a shore after like the big green fire thing. The battle of Blackwater.
Yep.
Yeah. He actually, his whole thing was, well, why should I live? I don't even know if I'm alive or not, but why should I live? I don't deserve to live. And he's like that. So I think, I just want to know that his death is righteous for him. Like he's happy to go. That would be enough.
Yeah. And I think I hope that's his fate. Like he doesn't die in some really shitty kind of way because his morals are stand out in this show. I mean, arguably only Jon Snow and him have their moral compass pointed in the right direction in this particular show.
Probably because he had the problem with Shireen and everything. Yeah, yeah, true. Okay. No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Didn't really think of him much.
You didn't think of him? Oh, man.
Well, I didn't really think he would
die. You don't
die.
Think he's the main character? You think he's going to live?
It's just that I'm less sure of him dying like than other people.
All right.
Well,
we shall see again. Sorry. It's all going on record.
I'm not sure of any of them, of course. So,
as sure as we can be. And it's not about we're more sure the higher up we go up, even despite it's called most likely character. We've gone with bigger characters the further up we go.
Absolutely. Okay, well, my number seven is Sir Friendzone, Jorah Mormont.
Mm.
That motherfucker.
He's definitely
going to
die.
He's going to, and you know how it's going to happen.
I don't know how I didn't have room for him on my list. I should have, because he's definitely.
I mean, I think. because he's already like going through so much, he may very well die in the arms of the woman he loves because she's probably going to accept him back. Exactly.
Well, so, she kind of already has.
She has. So he's already back in the clique.
Yeah, he's on the wall with her, and they leave ahead of the White Walkers arriving.
Cured his grayscale, and yeah, exactly. So he,
or, yeah, Sam cured his grayscale.
Yeah. So now he's back on the block, right? But like, no way does he get all the way through without her going down.
No. And at one point, which I really liked in the last season, John tries to give his dad's sword back to him.
Yes.
Even though he had the pommel remade into a wolf,
and he gave it back.
And he said, no, 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 he wanted you to have it, and I'm the bastard traitor, not bastard, I'm the traitor, and no, the old man would have wanted you
That's
to have
an honorable man.
It is very honorable, and in his own way, as much as at times he's done some questionable things, mm-hmm. he's also fairly honorable, Jorah.
Absolutely, man.
Like, he's totally into
Plus Jenny. He's in love with Dan, exactly, so
that
that's
is, really, that is going to kill him in the end.
Totally,
you're
totally.
Right. You are right there.
And he'd also be happy to go, I'd say.
Happy, I don't know about happy.
You're not happy, no one's happy to go,
he's
like,
he's a fighter.
Yeah, he'll like, that's a good death kind of thing.
All right. My number seven is the aforementioned, also discussed, Theon Greyjoy.
Theon's going to die.
Oh, yeah. No way Theon gets through this season.
Dude, I reckon Theon, if he caps fucking Euron, yep. right?
And then he's going to die.
And then makes
later.
It through. Because here's the thing about Theon. The reason I think he might live is that he's, of all of them, I think, of all the characters that go back and forth, and yeah, you like him, you don't like him, he's the one where this motherfucker went back to fucking Winterfell. Capped fucking the quartermaster guy, like, by beheading him, and then filleted two kids, two random-ass kids. He's a prick. Hated the shit out of him. Then he pays for it like no one paid for it.
Yes,
he had
that's
his
true.
Balls cut off, fucking flayed fingers, all kinds of fucked up shit. Lost his everything. Mm-hmm. And now, he's, like, barely remembering Theon. It would be kind of poetic if he's the guy who made it through.
Yeah, look, I see your point, but I don't... In my mind, he dies to make up for all the shit he did to the Starks.
Yeah, you're right.
I think he comes back and... Again, whether it's...
I mean, yeah.
He owes them. And you could argue, well, he kind of helped save Sansa and whatever. Maybe he's already... But no, he hasn't. There's some horrendous shit he did to the Starks. And without his influence, what's
he
his name?
Deserve.
Ramsay Bolton wouldn't have got to where he was.
Yeah, that's true. I think... I think he paid for it more than anyone who died. You know what I mean? Like, if he just got capped instead of this thing happening. I don't know.
The listeners at home may be shocked to hear that Wayne would rather be dead than lose his balls.
Dick too, man.
Look, I'm not saying it's something I want for myself. I'm
no,
just,
yeah, exactly.
Just saying, I like. I have a slight problem with your priorities with things.
I think if you thought long and hard about it.
Well, it would be long and hard, I tell
oh,
you.
Oh, well done, well done. Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, I think it's far more narratively fitting for him to die, helping them than it would be to die in some unknown fashion. Like, he goes off to beat Euron and dies. We see it as the audience. The Starks would just be like, so what happened to Theon? That doesn't feel right.
Mm.
So I think he makes it back. And I think when he dies in amongst the Starks fighting in whatever capacity.
It would be a cool scene. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, and like literally throwing himself in front of a blade for probably not Jon, probably Sansa or Arya.
Yeah. It'll be some shit like
that. Yeah, or defending the crypt or some shit. I don't know. Like,
yeah, give something it, very let it go like a hero.
Very Starkian.
Yeah, all right. I'm done with that. Okay. My number six is the dragons. Every single one of them.
Oh, he's gone multiples.
All of them, okay.
We need to check the tapes whether this is allowed. Is he allowed to have all three? Yeah, the judges
know. I could fill up three of my lists with all the names of the dragons if you like, but I'm talking about the dragons as a whole, including the one that's already dead, okay?
What the fuck does that mean?
That means he gets destroyed. He's undead now.
Okay, all right. So okay? He dies a second time.
Well, yes, they defeat him or whatever, but I think that basically the fireball spitters just can't continue living. I expect this to be like a battle royale between Drogon and Rhaegal versus the undead Viserion guy, and then I think all three of them will perish in that battle, and then this becomes like a story of the Game of Thrones of like the time when magic left the world again.
Well, no, because the Night King would have to die then as well.
Oh, he will.
Spoilers for Wayne's list.
Yeah, so that, but this way, look, if you start Game of Thrones with no magic, and then Danny punches out some fucking dragon egg jits, and then fucking they grow up, right? I believe she's gifted them. But
that sounds more like it.
But once the dragons turn up in the world, there's more magic, so they can make more wildfire and all that sort of shit. And then at the end of the season, the dragons poke out again.
And I do tend to agree. And for what I predict is going to happen later, yeah. The dragons probably can't be alive. So
okay, this will be interesting. Mm. All right, good one, good one.
All right, my number six is a Stark. A Stark must die.
Of course, they must.
So here we go. I don't see, at the end of season 8, the 4 remaining Stark children all being alive. Here is at least one, maybe more, that I'm predicting to die. My number 6 is Bran Stark.
I have a theory about Bran Stark. You are right, but no.
My exact words here, this one might be a bit of a technicality.
Yes, it will, because if he becomes the tree, or whatever it is.
Exactly, so bear with me here.
Yeah.
So given Bran, he's already the three-eyed raven.
Exactly. Right?
And he's proficient in green seeing, whatever yes, it's that called, thing. The magic. Yes, yes. It's hard to see him being able to live out his normal days, the rest of his days amongst normal folk. He is going to, at the very least, end up as part of a tree and warging slash green seeing his way through time and space and whatever else.
Yeah. Does that mean he's alive or dead?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. But
Bran will die as such.
Yes, so Bran dies. The three-eyed raven may live.
Well, hang on. Was Max von Sydow dead as such?
Yeah, he died. The Night King killed him.
No, he did, but he was when he was the Black Raven or the whatever.
Well, his former life, he's certainly dead. The three-eyed raven. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's my point. Either he's going to die in a battle against the Night King, not in a physical battle, obviously, but in some kind of magical battle.
Some mind fucking representative battle.
Or he's going to become the Night King.
Oh my god, that would be a thing I did not see coming!
That's my other wild theory. And I say my, it's not. I've read it. I'm stealing
from... Dude, it can't end like that!
But that's entirely possible,
right? Of course it is!
Because he gets sucked into traveling too much somehow and kind of...
Well, he was already a bit of a dickhead in the first place by touching the fucking Night King and then telling him where he was. Dickhead.
So maybe there's something here to that. I mean, that's pretty out there theory, I will acknowledge. But
if it ends like that...
Thematically, it might be pretty cool.
People will riot if it ends like that, dude.
Because we know he's obviously got time-traveling power. We know about Hodor and Hold the Door and whatever else. So is it not inconceivable that somehow, ultimately, he travels back in time and gets stuck there somehow and becomes the Night King?
I think I've actually heard a theory like that.
Mm. I'm not creating this myself. I've read it.
You'll be using the time stone like a motherfucker. Okay. Wow. So you think Bran will...
One or the other.
He'll either turn into the Night King,
become the Weirwood / Three-Eyed Raven, or just die in a flat-out battle against... Either way, Bran Stark, as we know him, will no longer exist.
I mean, he's already the Three-Eyed Raven, so like... Really,
yeah, but he's still Bran. Does he
have to plug into a tree to see everything? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Okay, so he has to go back to Hold the Door, please. All right.
No, well, there's all the trees. Like, the Weirwoods are spread throughout the north. Yeah, including the one in Winterfell.
The one with the face with the... Okay. Interesting. I was totally thinking he would live or in his capacity would live. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, yeah. Okay. I get it.
Yep.
Okay. My number 5 is a fun one. It is Gregor the Mountain Clegane.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't make my top 10 because I didn't think he was big enough.
Dude, Clegane Bowl.
He's big enough.
Well done. Clegane Bowl is going to happen, okay? The Hound going to come back.
You think the Hound's going to kill him?
Oh, yes. And look, the Hound might buy it as well, but I'm sure he's going to take this out because he's got that solemn speech with
I piss in your face.
That's right. What have they done to you, brother? You know, that kind of shit. And it's like, oh. He's going to be emotional. And you know what? I reckon he gets set on fire. Double up.
The Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that does seem to kill the undead. Well,
that's how he fucked up Clegane's fucking face.
That'd be even cooler. Yeah, that's fitting. I 100% agree. You know? And if not, that'd be pretty cool as well if he was killed by Valyrian steel. Because I've thought about this. Like, what if the Mountain already being sort of resurrected is already in the thrall of the Night King once the Night King gets close? The Night King gets close.
So you're saying that the Night King...
So Qyburn brought him back.
Yeah.
Right? But what if he's using similar magic to what the Night King does?
So you're saying...
And what if at a critical moment, the Mountain just turns around and just kills some crazy important person? Because the Night King looks at him.
Oh, so you think he can get busted out? So now he has a superhuman, not human zombie, but it's working for the other side now. And then he kicks everyone's ass because really, he'd be one of the major weapons, wouldn't he?
Yep.
He'd be one of Cersei's major weapons.
That was interesting. I know, thinking outside the box again.
Man, can we just talk about Valyrian steel and how cool it is? The idea that there's dragon steel that fucks up people in ways and Endeavor never goes dull. Holy shit, it's cool.
Is Valyrian steel the same as dragon glass, though? I don't know if it is.
No, dragon glass is the carbon black shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
But Valyrian steel's not necessarily...
I believe they both have very similar qualities.
Because one comes from Valyria, where the doom happened. And
Right. The difference being that Valyrian steel you can actually fight with and will never break or get dull. But dragon glass is just shards, and I don't know what happens to those. So they probably don't.
Sam will stab someone with it.
Yeah, and it took them a long time to figure that shit out. So, that's right.
Okay, I agree. He's going to die for sure.
Okay. Your number
5. My number 5 into the top half of my list, then, is the Night King.
Me too. That's my number four.
Okay. Yeah. The Night King is the second big bad of the season and cannot possibly survive. Like, no matter how asshole-ish Martin is with his pace of writing, no matter how heartless he is with the characters that he kills, Martin would not end his novels nor allow Benioff and Weiss to end the series with the Night King, not just sitting on the Iron Throne, but destroying all life as we know it in Westeros.
Plus, I think George R. R. Martin is, I don't know if it's playing out of school to say this, but he has been known to say that the ending is bittersweet.
Yes, he has. It's not playing out of school. Okay. Again, it's knowledge. Which
exactly.
Is
so,
right out there.
So the Night King winning, there's not bittersweet at all, man. It's just sad. He's totally dead.
The only reason he's not my number one, because I think he's the most likely to die, probably on my list, is that he's not as big as the rest of the characters I've got coming up on my list.
This is going to be great, by the way. By the way, the Night King, how does he go out?
Oh, look, that one's hard.
That one's really tough because the best way is for Jay to the Snow to fucking go axe that motherfucker with his damn like hound sword, fucking wolf fucking sword, right? What's it called? Bear's Claw? Something. Anyway.
Yeah, Bear's Claw.
So, yeah. So if, he kills him with that, that's the shit because that's how he took out the first White Walker. However, go on.
According to literal prophecy, which I'm going to reference a little bit later.
Go on. About, my God, we're nerds. Yeah. I love it. Go on.
About, what's his name? Azor Ahai?
Azor Ahai, yes.
Yeah, that one. There is some reference to the fact that someone will drive the darkness out of the land with the Lord of Light's sword.
The Lord of Light's sword? Now, hang on. The Lord of Light has nothing to do with anything. Like, the Lord of Light is the Beric Dondarrion made him, like...
Nope.
What?
Hold your horse. Right, on, we'll come back
please,
to that later.
Please, please,
no, I don't want to spoil that because that's coming up.
Okay.
Except to say, I think that has to be either Bran and or a combination of Jon Snow is my best bet of defeating the Night King.
You know what I want? I want the two dragons to ass fuck him.
No.
Like, just...
Not as satisfying as...
Yeah, you're right.
One of these
we
guys.
Need to be up and close, yeah.
Yep.
Right. Oh, that's a good one.
That's my five. You're four, so back to me for my four. And my number four, certain character to die, bigger than the Night King, is the absolute big bad of season 8, and indeed the entire Game of Thrones series. It's Cersei Lannister.
She's on my list too.
Okay.
And and that bitch has to die.
Yeah.
Has to.
She's like, been the real evil. Like right down to the last episode that we saw. She's like, all right, yep, we'll join up.
And
it's
then
like,
fuck you.
Fuck off. I'm not going to go do that, Jamie. Why would I go and help them? They have to fight the evil first. I will swoop in and take out whoever's left standing.
Yes. Dirty
what
bitch.
A horrible person.
What a C-note.
And yet, it's completely consistent with her character, which everything is about furthering her children, and who are now all dead.
Yep.
Her family or herself.
Now, can we talk about the Tyrion scene? He goes in there.
To try to argue with her.
Yeah. And she's like, man, fuck all that shit. And he's like, yo, you got a bun in the oven. And that's where it ends, right? And there's speculation that Tyrion made a deal with her because he thinks that there needs to always be someone on the throne, i.e. that baby is how we secure the future of Westeros because...
Okay, I wasn't aware of that one.
Yeah, that's a little thing. So it's like, ooh, is he going to fuck Dany and Jon at the last minute to keep
there
Westeros
is some,
okay?
Then there's an awkward look in Tyrion's eye.
Awkward? It was weird. The auntie and the nephew were fucking...
Does he know at that point?
I don't know.
I don't think so. He doesn't.
That's not the point. Okay, let's just say those two were fucking, right? Why is he hanging out in the hall leering like a bitch?
Yeah.
Is he thinking, can't let this union happen?
Yeah, why can't I?
I feel sad that one of them got to go? I don't know, man.
That's a good point. That's interesting why... But she doesn't kill him when she has the chance. Now, we need to go all the way back to... Was it season... I can't remember. 3. It's very early in the books where Maggie the Witch prophesizes she will die by the hands of her, whatever words in High Valyrian are, little brother.
Oh, Cersei's going to get killed by Tyrion.
Little brother. She was born before Jaime Lannister.
Because that's what I think is going to happen to Cersei. Jaime going to come back and fuck her up.
I'm going to get you one better. Prepare for your mind to be blown, Wayne.
All right, here we go.
I think it's Arya wearing Jaime Lannister's face.
Boom, boom, boom. Double blind.
Yep.
Holy shit. Yeah, because Arya's got her on her list.
It still fills the prophecies. Technical wording.
Boy, that would be cool.
Right? And we know how much Arya wants to kill Cersei Lannister. She is number one on her hit list from all the way back when Dad died.
Oh my God.
That would be thematically the best thing ever.
Yeah, that would be totally cool. If this goes off, you get yourself a few bragging rights, my friend.
It's a big call. And again, I'm not pretending like I made this up myself.
So you're thinking Arya Stark, that means Jaime has to die.
Number 3 on my list. Jaime
really?
Lannister.
Oh, man, no, I thought he was initially on the list and I started thinking about it. And here's the thing. if he kills Cersei, which is, by the way, the number two on my list.
Okay.
Then he gets to live because he's the guy. She's like, yo, man, I'm going to double fuck everyone. He's like, you know what? To hell with you. I'm going to ride my ass over and fight with these people, even though I got well, one.
He's already doing that. He's already left.
That's
he's flying with living
this guy,
against the dead.
Yeah, and then they meet up in battle. He takes her out and he's like, word. So he gets to live.
Yeah, I think he might go back to do exactly that, to take her out. And I think she kills him or has someone kill him. That's my best.
Actually, that would be like, oh my God, this is the scene. Oh my God, that's going to happen. Shit, now you made me think about it.
That's kind of the point of this episode today.
I know. All right.
All right. So I'm not sure where we are. So that was my four again is Cersei Lannister. My three is Jaime Lannister, because I think that's a bigger death even than Cersei. What have we missed? Have we had your three?
My number three is coming up.
Okay.
And speaking of Arya Stark.
No.
Yeah,
it's not
dude.
Arya, it's Arya.
I'm sure it's fucking.
No, we've had this discussion many times.
Arya sounds fine too. No, anyway, fuck it.
She says Arya.
I'm sure I've heard an R in there. Anyway.
You're adding the E. Arya. It's Arya.
Arya.
Yep.
Arya. Fuck that. All right, so.
When you are confronted by the absolute truth.
I stand resolute, motherfucker. You know, spelling bee champs don't just lay down. Anyway, sorry.
All right, your number three?
My number three is Arya Stark.
That's better. It sounds stupid when you say it, but
it
yes.
It sounds fucking ballsack. Anyway, look, yes, this one would hurt. She's definitely a fan favorite, and she's a badass super ninja assassin fucking word to your mother action hero. Killing her won't be easy, but at the same time, she is a very dark character, okay? So her motive, vengeance, and the preferred tool and all that shit, that stuff does not end happily. I think that it's possible a reunion with her family may have softened her hard edges, so she knows Sansa now. Is she seeing Jon again? She has seen Jon again. No, the Starks aren't all together, or are they?
Yeah, I think I can't remember. I think they are together.
I think they are together, so that might be good. But I think she's going to die in some fucking ninja-ass battle. That's what I reckon is going to happen. Because they can't all bloody... Well, we'll talk.
What the hell?
Are you saying Arya's going to start?
Yeah, no, she'll live.
No!
In my mind, she lives and lives.
Why does she live?
Because... There are, I don't want to give away anything else.
Okay, fine. All right. We're going to get to it.
There's a Stark that's going to live. I think there's a Stark that's very important. And I think her storyline is, again, I'm going with thematic. I'm trying to think of it as the writer. It's hard to put words on it. She could die. You might 100% be right. But I think of the Stark children, she is most likely to live. There you go.
What? More than motherfucking someone else?
Yeah, I just can't see how this show kills her off.
I can't see how... Okay, all right.
The fans don't riot more than they did after some of the other deaths. So that's my two cents there. But okay, all right. So we have a difference of opinion. That's good. We're getting down to the
exactly.
All right, so I said my three. You've had your two?
I just told you my two was Cersei Lannister.
Cersei. All right, my number two. Here we go. Hold your breath here.
This is going to be big because we have some real ideas about this shit. I'm sure it's going to clear up.
My number two is the Stormborn herself. Daenerys Targaryen is going to die in this last episode of season 8.
I think so too! That's my number one, bitch!
There you go.
Oh, damn.
Now,
we're going to
have different ideas here because now we've heard your whole list and we haven't heard my number one.
Hmm. Because this.
Let's hear your take first of all. How does she die and why does she die?
Okay. So this is the big one, all right? We know at least one of the big three are going to die. And this is the most likely of them to do so. She spent so long trying to claim her birthright that in order for her to prove, like, once and for all that she's the heroic character, she will cast it all aside to sacrifice herself, not to save just Westeros, but the world. And the only reason I thought this might not happen is if the producers are, like, don't want to catch a Me Too hashtag or some shit, all right? That's what I think, because, hey, that's a real consideration in this day and age, man. I don't want to mess with whatever you've got coming up. But if either John or Danny has to die, all right, they can't both make it. I just don't think so.
100% agree. 100% agree.
So this is an old man
You don't get a bittersweet ending if they both live.
Exactly. So John is the one that stays because he is the Stark all along. He's the one who's a green seer. He's the, well, sort of. Oh, he can warg. Not as well as Bran, but yeah. And Daenerys, while, like I said, the dragons all die, so does she. Know what I mean? Maybe they die fucking protecting her or some shit. Some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If a dragon dies, if one of the, apart from battling Viserion,
Yeah.
What's it? Rhaegar and...
The other one, yeah. Drogon.
Drogon.
Yeah.
Drogon's the big one, the biggest
one. The big black one, yeah.
Drogon dies defending her, if he dies.
Yeah, you're right, because he's had most contact with her, absolutely. What do you think? How do you think?
I think Dany dies in childbirth.
Oh!
Giving...
Left field.
...birth to the heir, to her and Jon.
Wow.
And that heir is going to go on to rule Westeros, unquestionably.
Even with Down syndrome?
Not funny.
Not funny. Not funny. Not funny.
Can we use that joke?
I think we can. It's fine. It's me. I'll take all the heat.
But I laughed.
Fine. It's all good. That's what made it good. It's fine, motherfucker. It's an edgy show. It's an edgy ass show.
I last time I'm drinking. I promise for 7 more weeks.
There, say that. I should have laughed people, but I was drunk.
Yeah, she gives birth to the child there, and whoever's left, Arya, in my mind, and neither of us have mentioned her, Sansa, will be the ones that guide their child through.
That bitch is going to live.
Yeah,
Sansa's going to live.
I agree. 100% agree as well. I think she's been through too much already, and she's the easy kill in a sense that she's the least popular.
Fight.
She's the least popular of the Stark children, even all the way through to the way that she didn't tell anyone that she had arranged Littlefinger and the Knights of the Vale to come to the rescue at the Battle of the Bastards.
Silly bitch!
That was really annoying.
Say something!
Watch that again. I'm still like, what? It was from Pride.
That was purely for the story. That was purely so we would get...
Well, and in terms of character, you have to assume, therefore, it's Pride. Like, he dissed me. He suggested that I didn't need to be involved in all this. Well, fuck him. I'll show him. And it almost cost everyone their lives.
Fucking bitch. Seriously? What a bitch. Yeah.
She's the least likable Stark child.
No, she...
Of them all.
I know, and that's why she'll live.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So that's what I think happens there, and her sort of dying in that way, or maybe she's really badly wounded, and then, well, that wouldn't really make sense in the timeline, although unless they add back to the travel distance that the White Walkers would take to walk across the realm. I don't think it'd be like another nine months.
So
yeah. All that stuff is kind of...
That would allow someone else's objective to go through, which is to continue having a ruler in Westeros.
Oh, Varys.
Tyrion, actually.
Tyrion, yeah. Tyrion also
that's
not...
That's why he might be protecting his sister's baby.
Also, now, Tyrion, not on my list, not on your list. We both think Tyrion's going to live.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would 100% agree with that, too. All right, so here we are. Do you want to give your recap?
Yeah, we'll go back.
And not that I think we'll do a competitive list this one. It's so conjecture-based.
No, this is total... This is just for everyone to listen to, hopefully. Yep. Right. Okay, number 10 was Euron Greyjoy. Number 9, Melisandre. 8, Tormund Giantsbane. 7, Jorah Mormont. 6, All the Damned Dragons. 5, Gregor the Mountain Clegane. 4, The Night King. 3, Arya Stark.
Sounds stupid when you say it like that.
Because it sounds stupid when anyone says it.
Arya Stark.
Arya Stark. Fuck it. All right. Number 2 was Cersei Lannister, and my number 1 was Daenerys Targaryen.
All right, here's my then, and revealing my number 1. Number 10, Tormund Giantsbane. 9, Varys. 8, Davos Seaworth. 7, Theon Greyjoy. 6, Bran Stark. 5, The Night King. 4, Cersei Lannister. 3, Jaime Lannister. 2, Daenerys Targaryen.
Hang on, who could this possibly be?
My number 1 is the legitimate heir to the Iron Throne. It is Jon Snow.
He's going to die too?
He's going to die as well.
Fuck off.
I know I'm upsetting Wayne now.
No, he won't die.
You should see the denial in this man's eyes.
Look, man. All right. Look, Jon Snow already died. From a storytelling point of view, this is not as interesting. They won't let it. They won't kill him. Why are they going to kill Jon Snow? It's Jon Snow.
No.
Everyone loves Jon Snow. Fuck you, man. I'll write if this shit happens.
Maybe Wayne is doing this.
Suck my dick.
I am a little.
He's really upset. I can
tell. Yeah, man. No, they can't. Look, Daenerys can go. Okay. She was basically just a pretty face.
Oh.
This motherfucker right here. All right. He's got the lineage. I mean, I guess she does too. He's got the
ballsy.
Sword.
Stupid, but ballsy.
Got the sword. I mean, she got some dragons, I guess.
Reference to your last comment.
I know. No.
All right. Well,
tell me why and how.
It feels thematically appropriate to end the show with him becoming, how did you say it again? Azor Ahai?
Azor Ahai.
Azor Ahai. R'hllor, come again, only to die ridding the land of darkness, because here is the prophecy. There will come a day after a long summer when the stars bleed. We've seen the red comet across the sky.
Okay.
And the cold breath of darkness falls heavy on the world. In other words, winter has come. In the dread hour, a warrior shall draw from the fire a burning sword, and that sword shall be Lightbringer, the red sword of heroes, and he who clasps it shall be Azor Ahi. Come again, and the darkness shall flee before him.
Now, the Lightbringer sword has already made an appearance, yes?
What, has it? You're saying what Beric's got in his hand?
Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Who knows if Beric just has a trick up his sleeve, or whether he passes that trick to Jon Snow. I don't think anyone's suggesting Beric Dondarrion is Azor Ahi come again.
So the Bear Claw thing, the sword that's what Jon has now, or maybe that is...
What if that becomes the sword that he somehow...
That would be really
fire.
Random because the shit didn't even belong to the Starks in the first place. It was a damn, it was a Mormont sword.
It's a prophecy, right? So I think he becomes...
Azor Ahi.
Yeah.
Hence killing Jon Snow.
And he has a hand in killing the Night King. But there's nothing in the prophecy that he must survive and go on to lead the lands. He rids the land of darkness.
But if he's... Even if he turns into Azor Ahi, that's not Jon Snow dying. That's just him becoming some shit.
Well, no, I'm saying, but I think...
Well, we still think he dies.
That's the quirk. Like, yes, I think he is. That's certainly the way that Martin and Benisoff and Wise are leading us. I think he is Azor Ahi, and I think he is the one that is prophesied to destroy the Night King. I'm almost positive he and Dany will both ride once she becomes aware of his lineage, even though she's insanely jealous, and there's a great possibility she may have a hand in his death because she doesn't want to make way for someone who's meant to be the next true king of Westeros.
Really? You think she's like that?
I think she could be so blinded by...
Because bitches be crazy. Targaryens Targaryens have a history of mental illness.
Well, yeah.
So who knows what who knows what bitch gonna do?
And mental, yeah, she could lose her shit. And anyway, I think she will suffer him enough long enough for them to fly and fight together on the dragons, the two of them.
Oh, you think they're gonna go on the dragons?
Yep. Because
they can
that's
both
be huge.
Because that's why the dragon
huge
likes Jon
moment.
Snow.
And I think then after that, maybe she has him killed. Or kills him herself.
Dude, that would be fucked up.
Yep.
That is fucked up.
Especially,
man.
And probably does it even knowing and says to him, our child will go on to rule this.
Dirty bitch. No, man, that cannot happen. That's another thing that can't happen. Fuck you, Paul. What the hell, man? Okay, wait, let me ask you this. In your estimation, is Tyrion a Targaryen?
No.
No.
Is he meant to be?
That's like, because he's like blonde and shit in the books.
Yeah, nah.
So, really?
But if they threw that in there last second, I wouldn't be dark about it. So.
No, the fact that one of the dragons is a bad dragon means that there's not going to be a third dragon with Tyrion riding it.
No.
So, no, I don't think so.
Which was a theory for a while. It'll be the three of them riding dragons. Yeah.
Damn.
There you go. There are our list. I've blown Wayne's mind a little bit. And
a
I
little
could
bit.
Totally be off the mark, but let's find out, shall we, in due course. My honorable mentions then, the other characters who I think are going to die who didn't make my list are Grey Worm.
You going to die?
Yep.
Yeah, you definitely, because he was like about to put a load in. Well, no loads.
Well,
but he was going to hook up with sort of.
They put loads nowhere, my friend.
Yeah, you're right. They were going to be beautiful together with that girl.
They're in love. They're in love.
Yes. Yep.
The Mountain, as you said. Euron, as you said.
Yep.
Asha or Yara Greyjoy, totally dead. Melisandre. And of course, Beric Dondarrion has to die once and for all.
Like, yeah, proper, yep. Actually die, yes. Not bad, not bad. I'll start with the guy that I really hope dies, and that's Robin Arryn.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little shitty. He needs to get taken the fuck out. Back and forth on Bronn, but I think he's a survivor.
Nah, Bronn lives.
He leaves, right? I hope Podrick Payne's dick doesn't die.
Or Podrick Payne.
Yeah, exactly. I think Yara gets it.
Yeah, I'd say that.
You know, and you said, okay, Bran was sort of on my list, but not really. And Qyburn.
Oh, he dies.
He definitely dies.
Again, what's the bigger character? Yeah, if we were just going the most likely to die.
Now we're just talking about people who are going to die, definitely.
Which is the majority of characters, I think we all agree.
Yeah, I think so. Everyone's going to go down.
That's our discussion.
God damn.
The top two characters, most likely, slash the biggest characters, the most likely to die.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should call it, that's what we should call it, the top 10 biggest characters. That's most likely to die.
I'm going
to
fit that thing on a damn title card, Paul.
We'll work it out before the show drops. What about your list then in a segment that we call the Pop 10?
Talk about Pop 10. Talk about Pop 10.
All right then, the Pop 10 this week. We'll kick off with, we got a bunch of answers from our Facebook listener community. Let's start with that first. Starting with Jon Snow, as he calls himself on Facebook, Julio for the Contrarians. There is no way Cersei survives the series. That's got to be the top candidate for most certain to die. After that, definitely the Hound. Neither of us had The Hound.
No, because we think he's going to kill Beric.
I mean, can't imagine a storyline, satisfying end to his story that doesn't involve him dying, which I kind of tend to agree with, to be honest. And my third pick, Jaime. He kills himself after killing Cersei. There.
Oh, that could happen.
That's interesting as
well. And then Arya could wear his face.
Well, then no need to, really, though.
Oh, shit. Forgot. Yeah, you're right.
Jared Dementor, one-time co-star. In fact, next week we'll talk a bit about something that was voted on the Facebook community during the week. Jared, most likely everyone except for Podrick. Hashtag Team Podrick.
Yeah, man. I mean, the ladies would be pissed.
Troy Spinner from the Comic Confidential podcast. Obviously, we are part of their CC Radio Network. The Mountain, number 3. Number 2, Bran Stark. And number 1, Cersei Lannister. Because if she doesn't, I'm going to fucking riot.
Totally.
Sam Cockerell, first time contributor on the Facebook listening. He had 3, Cersei. 2, Night King. Number 1, Daenerys. Hot take. She dies, but she doesn't fail as Jon takes the throne, meaning a Targaryen is still the ruler of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yes, Jon takes the stone. He doesn't die. Okay.
Joey DiCarlo from the So Is It podcast said Sansa because she won't be on the throne and the Lannisters will try to kill her because they blame her for Joffrey dying. Okay. Number 2, Jaime Lannister because the show has made him likable and therefore he will die to continue the crushing, awful depression of watching. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Daenerys for the same reason. The hottest girl on the show who we've followed the whole series will die and not get the throne because fuck you, it's Game of Thrones.
Yep. A little like that.
That rationale is pretty solid.
It is. Man, that's going to be tough.
Caleb Edward from the Netflix and Swill podcast had Cersei is a human big bad, killing her resolves that plot. The Night King is a real big bad, killing him resolves that plot. For fun, I'm going to say Melisandre the Red Priestess. It seems like her powers are waning and she's always been a borderline villain or at least misguided. Jon Snow wins the damn thing.
There it is.
There you go. So there's a nice, more positive version there. Philip Wilson, Dany is too obvious to survive and a fan favourite. Plus, if Jon is the prince who has promised, he'll have to kill her to fulfil the prophecy. I don't remember that part in the prophecy, but really? All right. Yep.
Okay.
Number 2, Arya or Jaime will kill her and it will be immensely satisfying. And 3, Arya only cares about revenge and will die killing Cersei. So when they say kill her, I'm assuming he means Cersei.
Yeah, okay.
Over to Twitter for the last few on this particular topic. Duty from Shaky Not Nerd, aforementioned, top of the show. I don't Game of Thrones as much as I should Game of Thrones, but if I had Game of Thrones at Game of Thrones, I would game Thrones the Game of Thrones until the Game of Thrones Game of Thrones.
You did well to get through that.
I thought I did very well, thank you very much. Thanks, Duty, for that. Matt Neglia said Melisandre and Varys because Mel said so in season 7. There you go. Mm-hmm. 2, Tyrion Lannister. 3, Cersei Lannister. So there's a vote for Tyrion.
Tyrion, eh? Mm. He's his favourite. He wouldn't have written. He wouldn't either. Yeah.
Jedi Dropouts Productions. Oh, fuck. This is a tough one. I'm thinking brands are goner because you can't mess with time travel. Cersei has to die because you can't mess with prophecies. And Theon because you can't mess with John Wick.
Not bad.
From our good friend Toff at the Master Debaters podcast, Jaime, Cersei, and Tyrion. I think the Lannisters are all goners.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Check it out.
Somewhat backed up by the real sharks. Jaime Lannister, Cersei Lannister, and Daenerys Targaryen as their third pick. And Sam had from Movie Reviews 20 Qs had a different take on it. Great podcast. Do check them out. Bronn, Grey Worm, and Brienne of Tarth are all goners. Made our list. So Brienne of Tarth, we both think is going to live.
We do. Because if they're going to take out Dany, they can't just waste all the girls, right? I'm just saying.
Dave from Super Movie Bros had a great many of them will die, I suppose, but I feel Jon will die after Dany has died and Gendry will rule. That's someone we neither of us mentioned
But I thought about Gendry and he's if he makes it back, he's going
to
make it.
Last one then to wrap up this week's Pop 10. Robert Doherty on Twitter had number 3, Daenerys, number 2, Cersei, and number 1, the Iron Throne will die. Which is kind of a character.
I don't know that I agree.
I like the thinking, I think, absolutely. The Iron Throne will be destroyed. I think that's where he's coming from.
Okay. When he says that. So what, no one rules Westeros?
Yeah, either, I don't know if he means literally or figuratively, but maybe they are broken up, the whole realms are broken up.
It would have to be figuratively.
No one. Well, you could destroy the throne, it still would die.
It's a throne, it wasn't alive.
Destroy it then, if you prefer.
That's what the show's about.
There is lots debate. Of theories, lots of different perspectives there. It's been a lot of fun, this particular one. A lot of shocking way, particularly towards the end of my list.
I'm going to stay and think about that shit, unfortunately. When does this thing start again? A week?
Yeah, but by the time this episode drops, it'll be 6 days later. The first episode will hit us up.
It's going to be it's going to be Monday night again, isn't it? Game of Thrones night will be Monday night for our time.
That's it. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for all your answers that we couldn't get through in terms of the Pop 10. We really, truly do appreciate it. Wayne, How do listeners get back in touch with us and let us know their choices week in and week out on The Countdown?
Google The Countdown Movie and TV Reviews and you'll find us. But basically, from Facebook and shit like that, search for us there too, or send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We are on Twitter at TheCountdownPC. You can follow us on Podbean, where we have a nice little group of followers now building. And of course, the Facebook listener community link is in the show.
It's all happening down there, folks.
It absolutely has got some great listeners and great fans of the show who really do interact beautifully well.
Join up.
All right, Wayne, what's happening next week for episode 211, a.k.a. Paul's first sober episode in a very, very long time?
Dear God, how's that going to go? The top 10 great scenes in bad films.
That's the topic next week. Very much looking forward to that one. So we're going to pick out those gems, those diamonds in the rough from films that are otherwise pretty average, scenes that almost save them or at least elevate them significantly.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit film, but you remembered something good about it. Oh, that was good, though. This is a collection of those scenes.
So it should be a lot of fun on that one as well. That is it for episode 210 of the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. Can't go an episode without playing that one.
I mean, okay. All right.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.
See you, kids.